Hi there. You here alone? No. Don't leave. That's it. Just stay here. Say, why don't you buy me a drink? I know I'm not the sort of girl you normally talk to. I'm not exactly a supermodel, but oh well. Buy me a drink. Something expensive. Thank you. So then, what's your name? Aw, that's a nice one. I don't have one called that yet. So tell me, are you here by yourself? Oh, waiting for your friends to turn up. Let me guess, you're going to spend the night getting drunk and finding girls to hook up with? Well, I've got good news for you. Tonight, you're going to hook up with me. Oh, what's that face? You think I'm joking? I'm not. Tonight, you're going to have sex with me. And only me. In fact, I'm the only girl you're ever going to have sex with ever again. Let you in on a little secret. I can control people's minds. I know, crazy, right? Well, it's not that crazy. I really can control people's minds. You're doubting me, I can tell. I'm not surprised. Everyone does when I tell them. It's perfectly natural. But I do need you to believe me. So I think a little demonstration is in order. So then... Do you feel that? You feel your dick getting harder? And harder? And harder? That's it. You're at full mast now, aren't you? That nice big dick of yours is so fucking hard. I bet it almost hurts, doesn't it? Good. How am I doing this? Aw, sweetie. You still don't believe in my powers? Then I need to punish you. Stick your hand down your pants. That's it. Now, cup your balls. You believe me now? Now that you've got your hand down your pants in the middle of a crowded bar? Oh, don't worry. They won't notice a thing out of the ordinary. But tell me, do you believe in my powers now? Good boy. Aw, you look a little afraid. Good. You should be. Now then, I want an apology. Apologize for trying to walk away from me. And apologize for doubting my power. Oh, not going to do as you're told? Well then, I think another demonstration of my powers is in order. That hand you've got wrapped around your balls, I want you to start slowly squeezing. Harder. Aw, does it hurt? Good. I wonder, are your hands strong enough to completely crush them? Well, if you want it to stop, say please. Good boy. Now apologize for walking away and for doubting my power. That's more like it. You can pull your hand out now. Aw, you don't have to look so scared. If you behave like a good boy from now on, we won't have to have any more pain. In fact, I might even let you come inside me. But for now, get naked. Now. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. My, you've got a nice chest, don't you? That face of yours, though. Fear and embarrassment all mixed together. I can definitely tell you're going to be a fun one. Let me just rub that chest of yours. Does that feel nice? Do you like me touching you? I bet if your dick wasn't already hard, it definitely would be now. What about if I... How was that? You like that? You didn't put much effort in, though. make out with me. That's it. That's good. You're a good kisser. I'm definitely glad I met you. Now, finish getting undressed. Oh, yes. Let me see that cock of yours. It's so big. I've definitely hit the jackpot with you, haven't I? Granted, you're not the biggest one of my boys, but you're definitely in the top 10. How do you feel? Standing naked in front of a woman you hardly know? And in front of all these other people? Because while they're not seeing anything unusual, that doesn't mean there aren't a few people checking you out. That girl over there keeps sneaking a peek at your dick. I'm sure she'd love to have it inside her. Too bad you're mine. It does look good, though. That big, hard dick. Maybe I'll suck it. One day. I don't suck dick much. Only if I'm in the mood. Most of the time, I just get my boys to suck each other's. If they're good, that is. You ever had another boy suck your dick? Have you ever sucked another guy's dick? No. I thought not. You're totally straight, aren't you? Well, that won't do at all. Slave, look over at the bartender. Look at his crotch. Look at that bulge. I made his cock hard just for you. Look at how it presses against his zipper. Look at how much the fabric is stretching. He must have such a huge dick. I bet you want to see it, don't you? Think about it. Think about that penis. Think about how much you want to see it. To stroke it. To suck it. To fuck it. Or what about that guy over there? Talking to his girlfriend? He's cute, huh? That girlfriend of his is so lucky. Because later tonight, she's gonna have sex with him. She's gonna suck his cock, and then he's gonna fuck her in the ass, thanks to the benevolent mind controller who just convinced her that she loves anal. Don't you wish you were her? Don't you want his cock all the way inside your little ass? Thrusting in and out, in and out? His balls slapping on your ass? And then the guy groaning and grunting and filling you with his hot, sticky load? There, that should get rid of that pesky heterosexuality. So, back to me. After all, I don't want you to totally lose interest in girls. There's still one girl I want you to like. But she's pretty uncomfortable right now. Her clothes are too tight. She wants to get naked. So, slave, strip me. That's it. Take off my dress. Lift my arms up and remove it. Oh, what do we have here? I'm not wearing any underwear. Well, I didn't think I would need it. After all, I knew when I came out tonight that I'd be getting some good dick. So really, what would be the point? So then, my slave, are you ready to take me? Pick me up and sit me down on the bar. There we go now. Oh, stop crying. Stop begging me to let you go. Stop. Let me be clear, slave. You are going to fuck me. My power over you is absolute. If I wanted, I could destroy your mind completely. Leave you nothing more than a brainless shell. A body that obeys my orders. It would be so easy. I've done it before. To so many people. The only reason I've allowed you to keep your mind is because it's more fun this way. But my tolerance for your resistance only goes so far. So then, are you going to fuck me? Are you? Yes. What? Say, yes, mistress. And are you going to complain about any orders I give you? Good boy. Now, fuck me? Or else? Oh. Good boy. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Although it is very, very hard. Fuck me, slave. Fuck me good. That's it. Yep, nice and slow. Good boy. Just put your hands on my hips and... yes. Oh, slave, you like that? You like your mistress's pussy? It's the best pussy you've ever had. Well, get used to it. Oh, it's the only pussy you are ever getting from now on. I'm your mistress, and I'm the only woman you'll ever love. You love me so much, you love me more than anyone in the whole wide fucking world. Yeah. Just, nibbling on my neck a little. Oh, good boy. Grind your hips against mine. Ooh, yes. I'm almost there, slave. I'm gonna come. And you're gonna come with me. Come for your mistress. Come now. Oh, yes. There we go. Fill up your mistress. Good boy. Now, didn't that feel so good? Much better than resisting. You made such a mess, though. Why don't you be a good boy for your mistress and lick it up? That wasn't a joke. Eat me out, slave. Oh, yes. That's more like it. Oh, God. Oh. Yeah. That's right. Suck it. Oh, lick my clit. Oh, God. Come on. Take it in your mouth. Oh, God, that's right. Oh. Good boy. Come on. Little lower. Oh, that's right. Lick up all your cum. I don't want any left. I've got a lot of boys to fuck tonight. You like how it tastes? You love cum, don't you? Of course you do, because I've made you love it. You love the taste, the texture, and the look on boys' faces when they shoot it. That's it. That's it. Take a whole fucking mouthful of your own fucking jizz from my pussy. Look at your face. Good boy. Let me smear my fucking pussy juice in your own semen all over your fucking mouth and nose. That's right. Let your mistress fuck your fucking stupid face. Good boy. That's what you're made for. Oh, God. Oh, slave, I'm close again. That was wonderful. Well, for a slave, did I taste good? I'll give you a hint. There is a right answer. Good boy. Pick up my dress and help me put it back on. I think I'm gonna go and hit up another bar. Aw, was that a look of hope I saw on your face? You think the bad woman's going away, don't you? Well, I'm not. From now on, you, my obedient little slave, are part of my harem. You're my slave for the rest of your life. Oh, don't worry. It'll be fun. For me. Here, I'll give you the address of one of my other slaves. Tomorrow morning, at 9 a.m. sharp, you'll go around to his house, and he'll fill you in on the details. Everything you need to know about serving me. And if you're thinking about not going, then, well, I'll find out. When you go over there tomorrow, you might want to ask that other slave what happens to people who piss me off. Because let me tell you, making you squeeze your little nuts, wiping your mind, that's what I do when I'm in a good mood. If you make me angry, well, I'll let you find that out tomorrow. Pull your clothes back on. I'm leaving. When your friends get here, you won't tell them any of this. You won't tell anyone. Nor will you start flirting with any girls. You're mine. I'm sure by now you realize it's not a good idea to disobey me. Goodbye, slave. I'll be seeing you soon.